Thank you and good morning. The Pacific Gas and Electric power outage map is clear this morning following a weekend that saw winds of up to 60 miles an hour rip through the region. Those winds are pushing through another storm system that is forecasted to keep the region wet with rain this week. The National Weather Service has issued a high surf advisory through Tuesday morning. The surf will be anywhere from 21 to 26 feet, and visitors to local beaches, docks, and jetties are urged to use caution. The Weather Service says that the cold front could bring more high winds and high surf as the week progresses. It was just over a year ago that county voters approved Measure Z, the half-cent sales tax increase that had been earmarked for public safety. Last week, the county issued an update on Measure Z funding, pointing out that it has led to the hiring of 16 employees at the sheriff's office. Today, four new deputies will be sworn in at the sheriff's office at a ceremony scheduled this morning at the county courthouse. New corrections deputy Arthur Johnson will be sworn in with new patrol deputies Brandon Head and Foy Melendi, along with extra help deputy Jordan Checkets. At the same ceremony, two promotions will be made official, with Kim Thompson promoted to captain and Brian Quinnell promoted to lieutenant. Ken Morgan has an update on organic labeling in California.
The California Supreme Court says consumers have a right to file lawsuits under California law alleging food products are falsely labeled organic. The ruling last week overturned a lower state court decision that barred such lawsuits because they were not allowed by federal law. At issue were allegations in a lawsuit by a consumer that Herb Time Farms Incorporated, one of the nation's largest herb producers, mixed organic and non-organic herbs, then falsely labeled the product 100% organic.
The Mendocino County District Attorney's Office announced that 40-year-old Maurice Vianet will serve more than 3 years in prison after being convicted for the operation of a hash lab and a resultant explosion that destroyed the rental home in which he and his family lived. The incident happened in April of this year at the home in Laytonville. The force of the explosion and the ensuing fire completely destroyed the home, valued at $400,000. And in addition to being convicted for operating the lab, Vianet was also convicted on two counts of child endangerment. His two daughters slept in a bedroom above the garage where the butane honey oil hash lab was located. That wasn't the only explosive news from Laytonville. Mendocino deputies responded to a report of an explosion at the Odd Fellows Hall in Laytonville in late November. They learned that an 18-year-old man had been taken to the hospital, and he had suffered burns and shrapnel wounds to his torso and a severe wound to his hand. Witnesses at the scene said the man appeared to lean over what looked like a small wheeled cannon and light a fuse. The device exploded, leading to the man's injuries. The suspect has not been identified, and the investigation into the type of explosive device used is ongoing. There is a free tax credit workshop scheduled in Eureka to assist local businesses that want to take advantage of the California Competes tax credit program. Officials from the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development will host the workshop, and business owners can take advantage of some $200 million in tax credits available in 2016. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's The Shopping Show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to The Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In November, the sheriff's office announced that it had received a $20 million grant award to extend the jail facility in downtown Eureka. The new facility will serve several purposes, as Sheriff Mike Downey explains.
Which will include actually three stories, because the bottom story is going to be a parking garage, because parking is a premium around the courthouse. And with two additional stories, it will house mental health, the sheriff's office, some soft beds, probation, and other work programs and educational programs that are needed and come under this SB 863 grant.
The facility will be paid for with grant funding, and the county has matched the difference, $1.5 million, through the use of encumbered county property. Downey said the grant effort took 8 months and that it's what the residents of the county and the city of Eureka wanted. Downey said he would have also liked to have seen more beds for inmates due to the number of men and women processed through the county jail.
I don't see a decline in crime, but I think what this will do is it will alleviate the stress that's on the current facility in regards to mental illness and those that might need programs to help them reintegrate back into society. So to remove that from the current facility, bring it over to a softer facility to make that transition, and it will free up some space for us over in the jail.
The new facility is expected to be completed over the next 3 to 5 years. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.